Hey, Deshaun, how hard is this one coming off how well you played last week?
It hurts. Trying to do whatever I can to string together some games, continue to prove my development to my teammates, to continue to earn the respect of them. And I think this is the first game that I've, come off the field feeling as if I didn't prove that I, developed in at least one area.
Coach just said that he's going to ride with you and he wants to end the season knowing what you have top to bottom. Is that a good feeling to at least know that you can keep pressing and even if you make a mistake, you're going to play through this?
Well, it's a bad feeling knowing that it's a question. But, yeah, I think that knowing that where you're at going into next week at least allows you to have some sort of peace of mind going into the following week.
What did you see on the team picks?
On the out route, you miss. You get paid not to miss in this league, and I missed on that one. And on the other one, a heck of a play from the backside, linebacker playing through, his coverage into where the ball was going.
So the out route you're going for Higgins, and just missed.
Yeah, lost it. Yep.
How good was their pass rush? I mean, we talked about it all week, but you under duress a lot of the game.
Yeah, it's very good. But it's my job to make sure that the ball's out of harm's way. And when you fumble as much as I did and, you take the sacks that I take, those are on me. With the ability that I have with my legs, I should be able to find a gap to at least, make the play positive.
Deshaun, when you say it hurts, I mean, can't you take anything away from this that you gain more experience? I mean, are you walking out here feeling worse than you have any other game?
No, obviously the emotions are up right now, fresh off the field. I think that we came out and we battled pretty hard and we continue to show the fight that we have on this team. I think Corey Coleman came out and showed us exactly who he is as a receiver. The past game looked pretty decent throughout the game. It's just on making sure that I'm not missing. I think that's the big statement from this game is that once again, I get paid to be a professional passer. And today I missed a couple throws and I can't miss those.
In the fourth quarter, you had the ball on their 40 and rolled left a little bit. It looked like you had a swath of running room there. I don't know if you saw that, but you threw deep into traffic. What were you seeing on that play and did you think about running on that play?
I took a drop, I rolled left, I had my eyes on the field and threw the ball down the field to try to give our guy a chance of making a play.
Why did you even consider running as an option? I mean, upstairs, it just looked like you had that swap.
Yeah, well, downstairs on the field, I saw a guy with an opportunity to try to make a play for us, and I tried to give him a chance.
Can you talk about how you did come back in the second quarter with the drive? Touchdown drive to do, how well you guys executed that after what had gone on in the first quarter.
Yeah, I think if there is a positive out of this, we've had some history in the past of us coming out and starting slow and staying slow throughout the first half and then trying to rally back in the second half. But I think, that drive in particular is one that showed that we were locked right back in, took a blow to the face in the first drive and was able to go right back out there and, punch back on our own.
Did it feel like the defense kept giving you chances to go out there and win it? And was the offense able to stay positive that the play was going to be made to win the game?
Yeah. I think the whole game, every time we stepped on the field, we thought we were going to go score. There was never a point in which we thought they had the upper hand on us. We game planned pretty well. They played right into that game plan. It's just on us to make sure that we're executing, and on me in particular to make sure that I'm executing.
Does the way that you connected with Corey Coleman give you a lot of excitement and hope for the future? Guys can really get this thing rolling.
Yeah, that connection's been there since I've been here, and I look forward to continuing to develop it. But, when you miss the other guys the way that I miss, no matter how well you do with one receiver, if you're missing to the other three, you're not going to go out and win games.
How difficult is it in a game with the weather the way it was not to get the running game going?
That's something we got to work on. I think that, we play here in Cleveland. We play in AFC North. We're going to deal with weather for the rest of the year and every season to come. And on us, we have to make sure that, once again, we're executing all 11 guys within the run game to make sure that we're moving the ball down the field. I think it's obvious to say that the performance we had in our run game isn't exactly who we want to be.
With the wind blowing the way it was, did you find yourself feeling as though you had to put a little extra on certain throws?
Yeah, you know, you got to cut the ball through the wind. I've played in this weather my whole life, and it's on me to make sure that, once again, I don't miss my target.
You said that you deserve the opportunity to play this out and so that he can, you know, see what you can do and to develop you and see if you can be the guy. Do you feel like you have a chance to really prove to him that you can be the
right,
guy?
Right now isn't about proving to be a guy. It's not about trying to become some franchise and all that stuff. It's about winning a football game. I'm going to do whatever I can this week with this opportunity in front of me to make myself better, you know, not miss the balls that I miss, and do whatever we can to get this city and this club a win.
Thank you.